Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site. What do you see on the front page? Submitted by listeners just like you and voted up by listeners like you, because you can vote up or down on whatever items you see on the site, different news items, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever people want to submit. You can submit it. Doesn't have to be in any way relevant or timely, but you typically are. Typically, the stuff you'll see on the front page is relevant and timely, but it really just all depends on who submits what and who votes on it. So you can go over there and vote on stuff and submit things to the site. It's all created by listeners like you at freetalklive.com. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And so let's change gears here a little bit. We've been talking sort of internationally and about Facebook, and I feel like we've kind of exhausted those particular topics. So let's move to a piece from Paul Craig Roberts. And we haven't shared something from Paul Craig Roberts in quite a while. This guy's a pretty good writer. I believe that he was part of the Reagan administration back in the day. And I don't know if he's always been as principled as he is now, but he's certainly, I doubt that he would want to, you know, be involved in politics at any level like that anymore, because he's very, very anti this the status quo, and not just, you know, not just anti-Obama, but he was very anti-Bush when he was writing during the Bush administration. And he's a really, you know, liberty-oriented dude, from what I can tell. He's published over at lewrockwell.com frequently. And this is his piece from paulcraigroberts.org entitled The Republicans Cross the Rubicon. Does anyone remember when National Public Radio was an independent voice? During the 1980s, NPR was continually on the case of the Reagan administration. They certainly had a Democratic slant, and a lot of its reporting about the Reagan administration was one-sided. Yet NPR was an independent voice, and it sometimes got things correct. In the 21st century, that voice has disappeared, which was the intention of the George W. Bush regime. Bush put a Republican woman in charge who made it clear to NPR producers and show hosts that the federal part of their funding was at risk. Money often overrules principle, and when corporations added their really big money, NPR collapsed. Today, the local stations still pretend to be funded by listeners, but if you've noticed, as I have, there are now a large number of corporate advertisements disguised as the traditional terms with support or with support from. If you are not listening to classical music, you're listening to corporate advertisements. Today, the entire mainstream media is closed to truth tellers. The U.S. media is Washington's propaganda ministry, and the U.S. media has only one function, to lie for Washington. What reminded me of NPR's surrender, and it certainly seems that way. I mean, when you look at the way the media fawns all over politicians.
They don't ask very many hard questions.
No, because they'll get cut from the roster. They'll get cut from the press releases and get cut from the interview circuit.
The media is supposed to be a check on all government power by reporting to the people what's going on, and it's not like that anymore, because in order the media...
If it ever was.
If it ever was, because the media is completely incentivized to be cowed to the whims of people in government office, because for them to be able to report their stories, they have to be in the good graces of the government people, government employees, and if they're not in the good graces by reporting negative stories, it could affect their employment.
What reminded me of NPR's surrender was NPR's August 31st report with its two regular talking voice political pundits discussing the Republican convention and Romney's speech. After witnessing the Republicans at their nominating convention at Tampa violate all their own rules and ride roughshod over the Ron Paul delegates, one expected some discussion of the Republican Party's refusal to allow Ron Paul to be placed in nomination or his delegate account to be announced. The operative question was obvious. How can the American people trust the Republicans with the awesome power of the executive branch when the Republican Party just finished demonstrating for all to see its Stalinist qualities by crushing the anti-war, anti-police state wing of its party?
You can't.
Well, yeah, but let's point out the Democrats did the same thing yesterday in their convention. They, you know, had a voice vote on, I guess, including the word God in their platform and claiming that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, and it was obvious from the voice vote that that it wasn't passing. But I think it was the mayor of San Antonio that was hosting the event at the time, like a consummate politician. He took it three times, and he was like kind of stumped. What do I do? It says obviously not two thirds. You know, some lady comes up and tells him, you know, whispers in his ear and says something that he takes the vote one more time. I think it was the total of the third
time. It's two thirds.
In my opinion, it's two thirds. We're moving on. So I don't know if she said they were going to disappear his family or what they said, you know, they said up there, but it essentially shut it down and there's no more discussion. CNN went to talk to them about it today. And, you know, the reporter asked him the question, but they let him dance around it. Mm-hmm. He's like, it was my option and I decided, Mr. Mayor,
but
I want to know exactly how could you in your bright freaking mind have possibly considered that to have been two-thirds? And if you consider that to be two-thirds, how can the American people trust you or any other stinking Democrat with their vote? I mean, you know, the lady didn't ask that. She just let it go.
Yep. Does he have a decibel meter, like, implanted in his head?
It wasn't even close. The fact is, the no's were even louder than the A's.
The authoritarianism was gratuitous. Romney had a sufficient number of delegates to be nominated. It would have cost Romney nothing to follow the rules and allow Ron Paul to be placed in nomination and his delegate numbers to be reported.
Yeah, nothing.
Instead,
nothing.
Romney wrote off the Liberty contingent of the Republican Party. The brown shirts demonstrated their power. The last Republican who wrote off a chunk of his own party was Barry Goldwater, and he went down to crushing defeat. Makes one wonder if the Republicans are relying on those electronic voting machines programmed with proprietary Republican software that leave no paper trail. The Democrats have acquiesced to Republican election theft. There have been numerous cases where exit polls indicate that voters chose a different candidate than the one chosen by the Republican-programmed voting machines. One would have thought that NPR and its pundits would have found the parallel with Goldwater worth comment, but the suppression of the Ron Paul delegates was already down the memory hole. One would have also thought that NPR and its pundits would have found Clint Eastwood's speech a fascinating topic of discussion. Eastwood had a Republican National Committee-approved speech, but discarded it. Instead, Eastwood stood beside an empty chair and pretended to be talking to Obama, but it could just as well have been Romney in the chair. By pretending to be talking to Obama, Eastwood made his points without eliciting boos from the Republican audience. Not many in the Republican audience caught on, but there were some stony faces when Eastwood said, quote, "I haven't cried that hard since I found out there are 23 million unemployed people in this country," unquote. More stony Republican faces when Eastwood showed his opposition to the Iraq and Afghan wars and asks the empty chair, quote, "Why don't you just bring them," that is the troops, "home tomorrow morning," unquote.
Yeah, he did say that, and I thought that was a great thing to ask. You know, Eastwood's gotten a lot of heat over this particular situation where he's acting like Obama sitting in a chair there. That's his claim. And I just think it's really stupid. The people are, because they didn't like what he had to say, they're saying that his actions are strange. He's an actor. He did some acting on stage. This is what actors do.
Yeah,
if you'd have hired a juggler to go up on stage to give a speech, what a surprise, there was a little juggling going on.
Right. But this is serious business, Mark. I mean, this is the integrity of the election process and the party politics system of this country, and it needs to be taken very seriously.
Oh, I see. The actor you're not supposed to believe by the nature of his job. The politician you actually are supposed to believe, but we already know he's lying.
Well, you just need to take it seriously.
Those who thought he was digging at Obama with the comment about the troops bringing him home cheered. Those who realized he was criticizing hardline Republican positions were displeased.
Who's writing this?
This is Paul Craig Roberts.
I'm sorry. I don't know that, you know, this guy's assuming. This is the guy who used to work for Reagan. Is that right?
That's right.
He's assuming what's his name? Eastwood was thinking. And I don't think that there's any fairness in that. I mean, I'm glad he pointed it out.
Well, Eastwood is supposedly a libertarian. So it's just as likely that he was criticizing any president that was keeping troops in Iraq and Afghanistan with that statement.
Yes, Romney wasn't one of them.
Right, I get what you're saying. He said that he was criticizing hardline Republican positions, not Romney specifically,
all right,
that statement. But NPR and the U.S. media in general are uncomfortable with such real news as political party being told off by one of its heroes and a political party sufficiently stupid to repeat Barry Goldwater's mistake. The establishment might complain. The money might dry up, or employees be fired for permitting such a story to be aired. The Democrats lost their independent financing when jobs offshoring destroyed the unions. There are no longer countervailing powers to Wall Street and the corporations, which have been endowed by the Republican U.S. Supreme Court with First Amendment rights to purchase U.S. elections and placed in charge of the U.S. Treasury, the regulatory agencies, and the Federal Reserve. In Tampa, the Republicans wrote off the Ron Paul vote because they're enamored of power and its gratuitous demonstration. Give a little bit more here in a moment. Take your calls as well. 855-450-FREE. The Republicans cross the Rubicon. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Mississippi. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. The mobile site is one of them. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile. freetalklive.com. You can get tuned into our live streams there, grab the podcast, and get software that you might need if you don't already have it that will allow you to listen to those live streams. So go to m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by freedomsphoenix.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. And sometimes you don't just get news at Freedoms Phoenix. You'll also get opinion pieces by people like Paul Craig Roberts. We're sharing with you his piece from his own website, paulcraigroberts.org, entitled "The Republicans Crossed the Rubicon."
And that Rubicon's been crossed so darn many times that it must be a muddy mess.
Right. He's discussing the media, the news media, the lapdog news media, and how they just refuse to really kind of ask the tough questions, refuse to address the real issues. They, for instance, refuse to really even look at the idea that the Republicans had screwed over the Ron Paul fans and the Ron Paul delegates at the Republican convention. They completely glossed over that. And that's kind of what he's touching on here. He says, in Tampa, the Republicans wrote off the Ron Paul vote because they're enamored of power and its gratuitous demonstration. Can people so desirous of power and the thrill of its use be trusted to let go of power when they lose the next election? There are enough presidential executive orders and national security orders, even some signed by the Democrat Obama, that any president can assert them and refuse to face election. Once Rome accepted Julius Caesar's coup, the Roman Republic was gone. Those who tried to save the Roman Republic by assassinating Caesar failed, because the majority of the legions had gone over to the dictatorship, which promised them more money than the Republic had. Caesar's name became the title for Rome's dictators. In the U.S., even your friendly local police have gone over to dictatorship, and they're armed with its tools. A friend, a competitive shooter for accuracy, told me that as he left his gun club on August 27th, a local sheriff's department entered in a military armored vehicle, something one would expect to see on a battlefield, followed by a large sheriff's department truck full of military equipment. He says the gun club allows local police to use the club's facilities so that club members are not stopped and harassed about their firearms as they go to and from the club. He reports that the police will line up 30 abreast with automatic weapons, not allowed to club members, and fire at one target, with 30 police emptying 30-round magazines at that same target. He once asked our protectors if they were practicing for some competition. The answer was, no, we're preparing to control the outcome when there's trouble. Control is the operative word. We've seen for a number of years that the Republican Party is power addicted. Remember when the Bush administration fired the U.S. attorneys who refused the order to indict only Democrats? Remember the Republican Party's transparent frame-up of popular Alabama Democratic Governor Don Siegelman? Evidence indicates the Republican operative Karl Rove took advantage of a Republican federal judge, vulnerable to, according to news reports, to corruption charges, and a compliant Republican U.S. attorney in Alabama to railroad Siegelman. The message to Democrats was, if you get elected in our southern territory, we will get you. But never fear, we have freedom and democracy. George W. Bush told us so himself. The weak, chicken-hearted Obama administration has not commuted Siegelman's outrageous sentence. The inability of the Democrats to stand up for their own members and their own principles is the best indication we have that Republican tyranny will prevail.
Yeah, I'd like to point out this guy worked for a Republican administration. Was it for Reagan?
This is correct. Paul Craig Roberts worked for the Reagan administration.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think that he's by any means biased. A supporter of the Democrats,
yep.
But, you know... I mean, it's pretty obvious he's pointing out some serious corruption.
It didn't take Caesar George W. Bush 10 minutes to wipe out the prison sentence of Vice President Dick Cheney's chief aide for revealing the identity of a CIA operative, a felony under U.S. law. But the Obama Justice Department supports Karl Rove's destruction of one of its most popular governors. It was the German left wing's weak opposition to the National Socialists that gave the world Hitler. The Republican Party has become the party of hate. Decades of frustration have made Republicans mean. They object to everything that has happened since the Great Depression of the 1930s to make the U.S. a more just and humane society. The Republican Party wants power so that it can smash all vestiges of regulation and welfare and all of those whom Republicans disapprove. The poor, minorities, liberals, their imagined foreign enemies, war protesters, and others who challenge the authority. Those American weaklings who have compassion for the unfortunate, the U.S. Constitution, that pinko liberal commie document that coddles criminals, illegal aliens, and terrorists, and all dissenters from the policy of enriching the 1% at the expense of the 99%. Above all else, the Republicans want to turn Social Security and Medicare into profit centers for private corporations. Would the world be surprised if Republicans donned brown shirts? America has declared itself to be the indispensable nation, justifying its hegemony over the world. Any country that doesn't submit to Washington is a foe. The neoconservative propaganda America is the indispensable nation with a right to world hegemony sounds a lot like Deutschland über alles. A decade ago, the Bush regime demonstrated it could override U.S. statutory law, the U.S. Constitution, and the constitutional separation of powers in order to concentrate unaccountable power in the office of the president. The Democrats, when they gained control of Congress in the midterm elections, did nothing about the unprecedented legal and constitutional crimes of George W. Bush. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, a Democrat, who could have easily impeached Bush for his obvious crimes against U.S. law and the Constitution, announced that impeachment is off the table. Money was more important to Nancy Pelosi than the rule of law. When a people have no political party that represents them, they're doomed to tyranny and to war. Russia and China are in the way of Washington's hegemony. Romney, the Republican presidential candidate, has declared Russia to be, quote, our number one geopolitical foe, unquote, for opposing Washington's plans to overthrow by violence the Syrian government. Why is overthrowing the Syrian government so advantageous to Washington that Romney, in a fit of pique, recently brought the United States into direct confrontation with Russia? Arrogance and hubris leads to wars. Do Americans really want a person as president who is so reckless as to gratuitously declare a large nuclear-armed country to be our number one enemy?
Seems like a really bad idea.
The American and Israeli-trained Georgian army did not last an hour when the former Soviet Republic foolishly, on Washington's encouragement, provoked the Russian bear. Meanwhile, the Obama regime, concerned with China's rapid economic rise, has indicated that it thinks China is the number one enemy. The Obama regime has forgot that China, when a primitive backward country, fought the U.S. to a stalemate in Korea more than half a century ago.
Yeah, that's true.
The Obama regime...
I mean, try to think about, real quick, what China was like in the 50s. What it was like, I mean, you know, they had nothing.
Yeah.
It was nothing.
They've really come a long way in just the last two or three decades.
I mean... There was just nothing. I mean, it was palm trees and stuff.
China is basically taking over our country without firing a single bullet.
Economically, yeah.
Economically, yeah. But, I mean, what else? If you own a company, if you own a country economically, what else is there?
Indeed, he who controls the money controls everything.
Well, they have a lot of, there's a lot of downside to the amount of debt that they've allowed the United States to take on from them. If the United States defaults, then where's their money go?
My aunt and uncle told me, they live in Arizona, they told me that the Chinese government owns the note on the Arizona State House. I haven't confirmed that, but...
It's interesting.
All right, your calls. Welcome here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Paul Craig Roberts has a few more observations. We'll share those and also take your calls about anything, 855-450-3733. So it's pretty clear, you know, this guy is not backing Obama in any way, shape, or form, and he's certainly no fan of Mitt Romney. 1-855-450-3733. They're both really poison pills for this country and our future and freedom. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Toll free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. We've got a webcam, and it is available to you during the show, but at all times, technically. It's just that we're not here at those other times, and so therefore you probably won't see anything on the webcam. But the audio feed is there, and you'll hear from LRN.FM whenever you're at the cam, cam.freetalklive.com. And during live show hours, we are live and invisible at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's free. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. A lot of those other shows charge you for access to their webcams, and I can't imagine why anybody would want to pay money to look at some old white dude sitting in a studio. In our case, we're younger, but still, why anyone would pay money for that, I'm not sure. So it's free. Cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I can't imagine why people would pay for that either. Here's another thing you don't have to pay for, but people have been paying for up to this point. For these 2 days, yesterday and today, Matthew Wayne Bellotti is making his e-books available for free. He's a liberty advocate, a friend of ours here, a friend of the show, is a frequent caller, and we're trying to get his books to the top of the fantasy section of Amazon. But you can go, to MWB, that says Matthew Wayne Bellotti, MWB.freetalklive.com. We've shortened it for you to make it easy. And you can go download all five of his books, including the...
It'll take you to his author's page on Amazon.
That's right, including the three books in the Black Blade trilogy. The first book, The Colors of Elberia, is actually up to number 18. So he's...
He had hit that point today.
Yeah, and he's dizzy with the great results. So, you know, please continue to download, and would like to get it to the top if we could. It's free until midnight tonight, Central Time, at mwb.freetalklive.com.
Free books. Enjoy.
Free ebooks.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-450-FREE. A little bit more here from Paul Craig Roberts, and then right to the phones for your thoughts. But he's talking about crossing the Rubicon and how the, you know, Republicans and the Democrats to a lesser extent, but both of them...
I'm about sick of this crossing the Rubicon term.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've had it. I understand that it's not his fault. It's just sort of a compilation of it being used, and... Yeah.
Basically pointing out that we're rolling straight to tyranny. And, of course, you know, the Republicans are obviously just doing it right out on Front Street, and the Democrats are doing nothing to stop them. And he points out the Republicans, Mitt Romney has named Russia America's enemy number one, and the Obama administration thinks that's China. And that either way, the Obama regime has announced that the U.S. Navy is being repositioned to the Eastern Pacific, that the U.S. regards South China Sea as America's national interest, and that new naval, air, and troop bases are being established in the Philippines, South Korea, Vietnam, Thailand, Australia, New Zealand, and elsewhere in the region. I hadn't heard that news. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, that's interesting. I knew it's New Australia.
The purpose of these bases is to block China's access to energy and raw materials, which is what Washington did to Japan in the 1930s. How'd that turn out?
Turned out World War II.
Yeah, in fact, it was their intention back then. You look at the I think it was the McCollum memo, where they understood that if they blocked Japan's access to oil and other things, that they were going to likely
strike out.
It's not
just access. They blocked the access to oil produced by American companies, which is just about the only place you could get it at the time.
Are Americans aware, asks Paul Craig Roberts, that the hubris and idiocy of their political leaders have now saddled Americans with the burden of two number one enemies, both well-equipped with armies and nuclear weapons?
Right. It's not like they're picking number one enemies like, Bush was. The axis of evil is a bunch of, you know, tiny little countries that we don't have to worry about.
As he says here, only Iran can be happy about this as it moves Iran off the front burner. Washington is putting its forward military bases in place, and the propaganda war is being cranked up.
I mean, the United States is just about at war with both Russia and China, in the sense that Syria is a flashpoint. There's all kinds of atrocities going on against their citizens there, and their militias aren't doing anything nice either, from what I can tell. And China and Russia both back Syria in this circumstance. The United States is, essentially in Turkey. The CIA is running a covert operation on Syria at this point. And, you know, where's it going to go?
Washington is putting its forward military bases in place, and the propaganda war is being cranked up. The subservient British press was quick to fall in line with Washington. A British reader of my column reports The Guardian, Observer, and New Statesman are at Putin's throat. He said, every day this week we've had Russia-Putin hate stories. Headlines such as medieval dictatorship, as we saw in last Sunday's Observer, are common.
Yeah, by the way, Putin really did not do anything good for himself with this, the
Pussy Riot?
Pussycats, yeah, Pussy Riot punk rock band, putting them in jail for 2 years, is that what
That's
the
correct.
Sentence was?
Prison. Russian prison.
Having some kind of concert in some major church
in
or something
church,
like that.
In the church, yeah, the head Orthodox.
Yelling and singing in church.
Pretty much.
Basically is what they got 2 years for. And he would have made himself look a lot better from the international community if he would have just pardoned them.
In this week's New Statesman, we have a front page picture of Putin with a headline, Putin's Reign of Terror. They've got Putin with a crown on his head and dressed as a czar-like figure. It's a relentless information battlefield assault on Russia. Another line of Washington's attack on Russia is Washington's covert backing of Chechnya terrorist groups in the Caucasus, and funding of front groups in Russia for protest and terrorist organizations. Allegations of corruption and stolen elections come primarily from Washington-funded groups operating in Russia. And then he links to a couple of examples. Through these methods, Washington hopes to destabilize the Russian government and to isolate it internationally in order to remove a barrier to Washington's hegemony. Two of Romney's right-wing neoconservative advisors said that Romney as president would confront Moscow on its poor record on democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. The Western media will not comment on the irony of these propagandistic allegations against Russia issuing from the U.S., the country that has destroyed habeas corpus and due process protections of the accused, tortured detainees in violation of the Geneva Conventions and its own statutory laws, kidnaps, tortures, and assassinates foreign nationals as well as its own citizens, supports terrorism against Libya, Syria, Iran, and Russia, runs roughshod over international law, never submitting to law itself but using law as a weapon against governments that it has demonized, while it carries on military operations against seven Muslim countries without a declaration of war.
Yeah, and
talk about an indictment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's scathing. And this guy, you know, having worked in the Reagan administration, he knows some of this insider stuff that we wouldn't otherwise be privy to. So I find it very interesting, you know, what he's pointing out about the United States and its record on human rights. Yeah, the United States is real great about pointing out at other countries how they're
right.
bad at human rights.
Distract people. Oh, Russia, they're terrible. Syria, Iran, all the while we're being oppressed right here. Don't talk about that.
Unfortunately, if you're an American and you would like to know or find a really good source for information about how our own government is corrupt, the best place to go is Russia Today, which is funded by the Kremlin, but they accurately report on the corruption in the United States government.
They sure do. The Nuremberg trials of Germans.
Well, I just wanted to point out, you know, here, Pussy Riot certainly got thrown in jail for 2 years for hollering out in church, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And that's not fair, and it's totally unjust. Here in New Hampshire, we had a journalist thrown in jail for three felony charges, and they weren't even felonies. They were supposed to be misdemeanors, but they didn't even read the law in court.
Right.
I mean, the Pussy Riot got like 3 or 4 days in court. This thing flew by in a couple of hours' time. They didn't even bother reading the law in the court. The jurors didn't read the law. The judge didn't read the law. The prosecutor didn't read the law. Nobody read the law.
They threw
a journalist in jail.
Don't forget Bradley Manning, who hasn't even had a win of a trial.
He's been tortured.
He's just been held for years.
According to Amnesty International, you're not making that claim. Amnesty International was.
The Nuremberg trials of Germans after World War II established that naked aggression is a war crime. Naked aggression, renamed by Washington as preemptive war, has become the operative principle of U.S. foreign policy. As Putin remarked, Washington is guilty of the crimes of which it accuses others, but Washington permits all things to the indispensable nation. America über alles, he finishes with.
Yeah, this isn't some wild-eyed, you know, black bloc anarchist speaking this stuff. This is a former Reagan administration. What was his position? Do you remember?
I don't recall, but he was relatively well known. Let's go to, speaking of Bradley Manning, let's go to Ingrid. Ladies first, you're calling from Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ingrid.
Hey, everyone. I had called in Tuesday, and I said I was going to talk about my experience today. So,
today being the day that around the country there were to be protests at Obama campaign offices for Bradley Manning, which may have ended up in people doing sit-ins. I'm not sure how it all ended up panning out, but you were at one of them, so if you'll hang on, we'll come back to you and get the story from you, 855-453, of what happened today at the Obama campaign office there in the D.C. area. And certainly you're welcome to share your stories and thoughts, 855-450-3733. It was a protest in favor of Bradley Manning. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Love for all.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. Here, 855-453 is the number. That's 1-855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, I invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live through any major credit card, via PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and then we'll take that money and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, and bringing more stations on board, more, therefore, people listening to the ideas of freedom. It works. The reason why we've got over 110 stations today is because of the Free Talk Live Amplifier program.
No doubt.
And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go get the details, get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. Ingrid is back with us, listening in Maryland. And Ingrid, you wanted to relate to us how things went today at the various protests that were going on. And I think you told us 36 different cities across the U.S. at Obama campaign offices where folks were going to go and protest the continued captivity of Bradley Manning.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about the D.C. protests, since that's the one I went to.
Sure.
And that one went really well. We had a lot of press there. We had CNN, Press TV, Adam Kokesh, WSA, Associated Press. We had about 15 protesters there, which was pretty good since it was at 10 a.m. on a weekday in the morning, and it was raining there. But there was about four of us, including myself, who were willing to risk arrest. So we went up the steps, and there was about, like, three security guards. And then then automatically they said, like, no, you can't go in the building. And then we explained to them, you know, why we were there, that we just wanted the DNC to fax the letter to Obama. And then they were like, no, this is private property. You have to leave. You're blocking traffic. And then we were like, no, we're not going to leave. So then they ended up calling the Capitol Police. So
at this point, you're just in the stairwell?
We went to four of us went to the top of the steps, and there was about 12 other people sine waving below. So then the Capitol Police came in four cars, and then they had their paddy wagon. So then they came up and started talking to us, and then my friend Max basically broke it down to them, and he was like, you know, you all swore an oath to the Constitution, and the Constitution says people have the right to petition the government, and this building is funded by taxpayer money. So then one cop said that he would go inside after a while talking to us, and then he would get someone to come out to talk to us. So then one of the representatives from the DNC came out, and then he said, like, that he would talk to his superiors about faxing the letter. And then he was just like, oh, just wait, you're on the steps. And then
now this letter, by the way, is a letter written by military veterans to Barack Obama, basically saying, hey, you know, you're screwing this up. You need to do something about Bradley Manning and let this guy out.
Well, didn't the president completely screw it up, Ingrid, when he basically committed an unlawful command influence by finding him guilty?
Right,
declaring him
verbally
guilty.
Declaring him guilty. Yeah.
Well, that's correct, but we were kind of hoping that Obama would come to his senses and then say that, you know, that there was no victim, no crime, and then if Manning is convicted, that he would pardon him. So that's what we were kind of hoping for.
You don't really. You weren't really hoping that, but that's what the letter suggests.
Well, I mean, that's what we're hoping for, yeah. But,
well, I mean, I don't...
I know it's not impossible, but, you know...
I don't think a guy like the president could really be won over with a no victim, no crime argument. I think, I've read some of the legal briefs, and I think why... Bradley's going to win, not only because he has a great name, but because he is, he's on the right side of the issues. You know, the president campaigned on, protecting whistleblowers. He made a good faith disclosure to let the American people know about war crimes.
It's not really a win if you have to sit in a prison cell for 2 years.
No.
You win. That's not a win.
It'll be a win for the American people.
It will be a win for the American people.
It's damage control at best.
And what Bradley Manning did is incredibly brave, and
absolutely.
I think he should get the Nobel Peace Prize and run for president when he turns 35.
So, Ingrid, so some DNC staffer comes out, tells you, I'll take that letter and fax it to the appropriate people.
Yeah, and then they told us that they were, and then they told us, like, you know, just wait here. So then that's what we did. And at this point, the Capitol Police left. So then a short time passes, maybe about like 5 minutes. And then the security guards are like, again, oh, you guys got to leave. This is private property and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So then this time, they sent out the Metro Police. So then they come up and then we go through the same stuff again. Like, you know, we're here. We want to send a letter. And they're like, oh, okay. Then we're going inside. So then once again, the DNC representative comes out. And he said that he sent the letter to his superiors, but he wouldn't tell us who the superiors were.
Yep.
And then we made the decision at that point that, you know, after that we would just leave.
Do you know if anybody did a sit-in today? Was anyone successful across the country in getting into the offices, or was everyone blocked?
Some of them were successful. Like, some of them were – the DNC offices actually, like, would back – the letter to Obama, and then some of them, they told him, you know, you have to leave, and then the people did. So kind of at our protest, I kind of wish they did fax it, but then at the same time, I'm kind of proud of myself and the others that we stayed on the steps, and then we did hold out for a while, and You know,
hopefully, as you said, there was mainstream media there, and that's good, because then maybe this story will get some coverage in the mainstream media, and therefore Bradley Manning's name will get out there a little bit more. Maybe somebody will pay attention, who hasn't paid attention previously, and if you can generate some more eyes and ears on this subject, then it was worth it. And you didn't get arrested, so that's nice. You don't have to go to court or deal with anything like that. And, Ingrid, thanks for the call and the update. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. But as you'd predicted, Mark, because they'd announced it in advance, they had the security on hand prepared to block them from even getting into the office in the first place. So on the one hand, announcing it in advance allows you to promote it to the mainstream media and get that media coverage.
Yep.
On the other hand, you don't really have as much of an effective kind of hit as far as civil disobedience is concerned if you're announcing that sort of thing in advance where they can just block you.
I think it also makes you look respectful to send a letter in advance to just be like, hey, you know, this is my objective. This is what I'm going to do. Please give me a call. And if people overreact, like remember what we
right. at Plymouth still makes State, them look bad.
Right, at Plymouth State University when we went up there last December, we let them know this we're coming to protest this illegal firearms ban.
And boy, did they overreact. They brought in every single statey, every yep. county sheriff.
And the state's largest newspaper called them out on it.
So let's continue. Wes is listening in Indiana to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Wes.
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up tonight?
I was listening to the XM broadcast, and you guys were talking about Honduras.
Yes, sir.
I have family in Honduras. My brother is a missionary there, and I go down twice a year for vacation.
To where do you go?
I go up on the northern part of the coast, a little town called La Ceiba.
So tell me about it.
Okay. You had mentioned Zelaya, the president. Okay. Kick him out.
Tell you what, okay? We've got a really bad phone connection here with you. If I can, I'd like to ask you to call tomorrow at the start of the show. Because I don't know why it is, but over the last several weeks on Free Talk Live, it seems like everybody wants to call in at the very end of the program, and it makes it difficult to have a real conversation. And plus, we could do it, but your phone's kind of crapping out. So, Wes, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll have you hook up with the board operator and maybe make sure we can get you in tomorrow right at the beginning of the show. I'd like
the
to
show
hear
starts
that.
At 7 p.m. Right. Eastern time, even if you're listening on... a couple hour delayed.
Right, obviously. So if you're listening delayed on XM or on another radio station that doesn't air us live, remember we always start at 7 Eastern, and you can always call in about anything you want. So you can just come right out the gate with Honduras tomorrow night if you'd like. Let's get Jeremy on briefly here, calling from the North Woods of New Hampshire. Hopefully he's got a better signal. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yes, from the great North Woods. I don't know how great the signal is up here.
Sound good.
Good. You're talking about the stuff going on at the DNC and the RNC, and it really got me thinking about how far gone, political parties are in this country. We've really, not only political parties, but just the federal government in itself. We've got a federal government that is, my daughter.
Something's wrong with your signal.
Oh, no, there goes the signal. My daughter is
waking up.
She's on the line here with us, too.
She's a little hungry.
Jeremy's actually my campaign manager, and his daughter's very cute, so... Both of his daughters are very cute.
We'll give them
They're craving my attention at all times.
They will have it soon enough. Go ahead with your point.
Indeed. But the point is the federal government's lost, and we really need to focus on our local and state elections, because when you look at the overall economics of it, the federal government's got over $123 trillion in liabilities, and the total wealth of our country, if you took the rich, the poor, the middle class, and everybody was taxed 100%, we'd maybe have $45 trillion. So putting it into perspective, financially, it's gone.
Yeah.
So we really got to focus on these local races if we really care about protecting our freedom and our liberties, because when it all breaks loose, it's going to be at the local level that we're going to need to come together.
Brad, where can people go to contribute to the campaign?
Oh, it's bradforsheriff.com.
That's a great local race.
Yeah, I'm sure Jeremy would appreciate people donating and feeding his beautiful daughter.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. I don't know if campaign funds are supposed to go to that, but I don't know. Jeremy, thanks. I'm not an expert.
We could use some boots on the ground up here tomorrow.
Indeed, and that's why more people should make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you like action and adventure? Do you like suspense? Do you like being scared? Are you tired of the same old crap from your fantasy and horror authors? Then try something original. Give Matthew Bellotti's books a read. As a special promotion to introduce you to his work, all his ebooks will be free to download at nwb.freetalklive.com September 5th and 6th. All five of his books, free, no strings attached. It's Matthew Wayne Bellotti, the best fantasy horror author you've never heard of. nwb.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.